Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
From the OWC studios, OWC Digital, your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Be sure to check out owcdigital.com/into. Special products and pricing for our Into Tomorrow listeners at owcdigital.com/into. I am Dave Graveline. Hope Santa was great to you, and wishing you a very happy new year coming up this next week. Thank you for tuning in to Tomorrow. Erasmo in the control room, Horatio working with the show out of New York City, and here in our Miami studios with me,
Beth Gatrell.
And Chris Graveline for this show for the weekend of December 28th, 2018.
Thank you very much. Good thing somebody marks their calendar. Because if you want to hear more of the show, if you want to hear all 3 hours, maybe you missed some of the program, maybe you want to sign up for our free, did I mention, no-charge podcasts, you can do that at intotomorrow.com. But for this particular show, maybe you want to check out the show notes.
Right. And the reason we remind you of the dates constantly is because of the free podcast and the stream. If you're listening to this much later, you'll now know which show to go back to look for on our website to get all the information.
Maybe you called in and you missed your call. Well, you can look at the show for this week, December 28th, as Chris mentioned, 2018. And the next time we speak to you on the air, it'll be another year. Well, not another year, but next year. Well, it is another year.
A whole another year.
So this is our last show of this year.
Oh, it's not our last show, period, that I can take a break?
Last show, dot, of this year.
Okay, ellipses count.
Yes.
All right, very good. Tech news and commentary of this segment, and then we'll get to more of your calls as we do our darndest to solve your digital dilemmas.
Amazon said that its Alexa devices were among the holiday's best sellers, particularly the Echo and Echo Dot. But the influx of new users setting up their devices for the first time on Christmas Day appeared to be more than Alexa could handle.
Oh, poor Alexa.
The service crashed briefly on Christmas as thousands of new Alexa device owners tried to connect their Echo to Amazon's servers around the same time.
And apparently, Alexa didn't know to prepare for this?
I guess not. The Guardian first reported the Alexa outage, which led to existing Echo owners to complain that they were unable to use their devices for regular tasks like playing music or smart home controls, for example. Others said they were unable to set up their device despite not having any other internet or home Wi-Fi issues, which seemed to point to a server-side outage.
And, you know, I thought about that, and I thought, do I have to reset my router again or something? Nope. Because the only thing that wasn't working was when I was telling Alexa to turn some lights on or off and do some of those skills, and she wasn't doing them. But yet she said, okay. And I'm thinking, well, don't tease me, do it. And she didn't. And that's why.
Fortunately, my Alexa worked. And one of the cool things I was able to use it for this time, which I didn't have in Thanksgiving, is I used my same meter thermometer in the turkey that I did on Thanksgiving.
We go over to Chris's house, and he's talking to Alexa and asking her, when will my turkey be finished? And what is the inside temperature of my bird? And she's telling him all this information.
Right, his meter now has an Alexa skill. So I was able to ask Alexa, what's the temperature of my turkey? How long does it have left to cook? And she was telling me the estimated time it had left to cook. And it was awesome.
Yeah. I'm just glad your Alexa didn't crash, because even though you wouldn't tell me where your music was, I could tell Alexa turn that stuff down.
He had Alexa playing Christmas music throughout the house.
It was all very nice, but kind of loud.
I have my Amazon Echo in the living room, and I have an Amazon Echo in my bedroom. I brought that one down to the kitchen so that I had music playing there, and there was one up in Cameron's room that was still playing. Cause, you know, so if you walked up, you even heard it playing up there.
Wow.
So joyous
very
and festive.
But we didn't because he didn't allow anyone upstairs. He put a rope, police line, upstairs. Do not cross.
Because that's my private domain.
Yeah, I know.
Cameron let me upstairs.
Yep, his room.
So I'll have to have him fired.
She let Aunt Beth up to his room. Not a problem. We talk a lot about smart speakers, as Chris just did, and Amazon's dominance, but that looks like it's beginning to slip next year. This, according to eMarketer, Amazon will see its dominance in the small speaker market whittled away in 2019, with its share dipping below two-thirds, projecting significant gains for speakers from Google and others. So take that, Alexa. Ha! You know, you're not going to win all of them all the time. It just isn't going to happen.
You're listening to Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline.
I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. You know, that happens.
Researchers and engineers at Australia's National University have developed a semiconductor that's thin and flexible enough to be used in foldable smartphones, and it can convert electricity into light for phone displays. The semiconductor could allow electronic devices to be made with biodegradable or recyclable organic materials.
That's cool. So save the planet. Make
exactly.
a call.
Exactly. How nice.
Text someone and save the planet. I think that's a good move on their part.
Exactly.
And hopefully they'll be able to do more and more of that kind of stuff. Former Google employee Anthony Lewandowski says he has completed the first cross-country trip in a car almost entirely autonomously controlled. He used a special Toyota Prius equipped with software from his new company, Pronto, although he admits the technology is not quite up to the level at which a human driver paying attention is unnecessary. So while he was crossing the country, almost entirely, autonomously, he still had to intervene a few times. Now, he didn't specify whether that was because the car wasn't going over the bridge, it was trying to go in the lake, or a near accident, he had to take the wheel suddenly, or anything like that. But he's admitting that we're getting there. Not quite. But he wanted to be the first to do cross-country autonomously. So he got an almost and a kind of sorta.
Hopefully he can do it again before someone else takes that from
exactly.
him.
Exactly. At least he's got a little jump on it.
Mm-hmm. Qualcomm has won a second court battle in its worldwide patent fight with Apple, with the iPhone maker now saying that it will pull some older models from its German stores.
Oh.
Qualcomm's win in Germany comes weeks after it secured a court order to ban sales of some iPhone models in China. Apple, which is contesting both rulings, no surprise there, has continued to offer its iPhones in China, but made changes to its iOS operating system in the wake of the Chinese order. The German victory may affect only a few million iPhones out of the hundreds of millions that Apple sells each year, but still, it's a small but clear victory in a very complex legal battle.
Oh, yeah. And if this has happened in China, now Germany, if it's just going to keep going, they're going to have, especially European Union nations, because the EU hates tech in general, it seems, and is always going after them. Well, in this case, to have one, two countries where they sell a lot of iPhones, and it's against Apple, I think it's just going to be a domino effect now. It's going to happen. Probably your tech news next week is going to be France or a couple of other countries that have won against where Qualcomm wins against Apple in one of their courts, too. It's just going to happen, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Scientists have known for a long time that electricity can speed up healing for skin wounds, but the necessary power has usually tied patients to electrotherapy machines. But like something out of a science fiction movie, self-powered bandages feature electrodes that send pulses that may reduce the healing process for wounds from weeks to just days. The best part is that the electrodes are powered by nano generators that are activated when the patient does one simple thing, breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that, I mean, that's fascinating. To me, that's really Into Tomorrow stuff.
I would say so.
I like that. Imagine putting on a Band-Aid and all you have to do is breathe and it starts these little teeny weeny nano generators that do little electrical pulses that you probably can't even feel, but it's helping your skin heal from a wound.
Pretty cool.
I think that's awesome. You got to like that.
Sounds cool.
Let's see if we can take a call, shall we?
I think we shall.
All right. Chad in Carl Junction, Missouri, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast. Hello, Chad.
I need some help. I'm trying to find some kind of a password protector to blog me into my thing so I don't have to type in a password every time. I just wonder if you have any suggestions or how secure those things are. I'd appreciate anything you can help me with. Love your show. You guys do a good job, and you need to keep Chris on the ball, okay?
What? Huh? Why me?
How does Chad know?
I agree, Chad.
You're right, Chad. Sorry about that. But your best options will cost some money, unfortunately. We're always trying to look to do things for free for you, but doesn't always happen that way. You can look at LastPass. It's very popular in active development and its smartphone apps, but it will cost you about $2 a month to do the job that you're looking for.
1Password also offers smartphone apps as well as computer software, and it will cost you a little more than $3 a month with a $5 a month family plan. Keeper offers similar features for only $2.50 a month.
Oh, you're all looking for my info. I'm sorry. I wasn't on the ball, Chad.
See, Chad, see how we have to keep him up here?
Yeah, he was dozing again, so yeah. Chad, you're right.
Well, I guess if you'd like my input, you could always go the hardware route with devices like Yubico's YubiKeys or Google's Titan Keys, but that's probably a step further than you're trying to go.
Yeah, so either way, as Beth and I talked about, you're looking at from $2 to $5 a month with several options. Again, they'll all be on our website for the weekend of December 28th, 2018. Look for Hour 3 and your calls right there and then our answers. So if you're driving or missed it or otherwise, or someone else listening saying, wait, I want to do that too, keep Chris on the ball. Oh, and what Chad said. Then you can look at intotomorrow.com and you'll see his call and our answer for those details. And we want to hear from you. Let us solve your digital dilemmas anytime, day or night. You can call us. Maybe you got something new from Santa that you would like some help with. Or you figure, oh, this is really cool. I love the tech, but I don't know what to do with it. Or just a question about it. Whatever the case. 800-899-4686. 800-899-INTO. And meantime, don't hesitate. We'll meet you at intotomorrow.com.
AtmosFX helps people create amazing home displays for holidays and celebrations with digital decorations featuring entertaining animated characters and atmospheric scenes. AtmosFX offers a variety of beautifully animated amusement park quality decorations that can be viewed on any TV or monitor, as well as projected on windows, walls, ceilings, and props. Decorate for Halloween, Christmas, Easter, New Year's Eve, and birthdays to have the coolest house in your neighborhood. Visit atmosfx.com.
This is Caitlin, and I want to take this opportunity to thank our United States troops and wish every one of them a very happy holiday season. Please remember to support them, especially during this time. Now back to more Into Tomorrow.
Well, thank you, Caitlin. She's absolutely right. Not just this time of year, but especially this time of year. Don't forget our troops and leave it to Caitlin to remember. And she's in the control room, as a matter of fact, remembering our troops along with Kyle and Madison. We all, from all of us at Into Tomorrow, wish all of you very happy holidays and a most joyous new year coming up. I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
I'm Beth Gatrell, and this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Portable North Pole. You can create personalized messages from Santa, not just for Christmas, but during the year as well as for the birthday. And check them out at PortableNorthPole.com.
There you go. Absolutely right. And it's fun, too. There's free versions of all the things that Beth mentioned. And if you want to spend a couple of dollars, you can get even more features at PortableNorthPole.com. Pretty cool, if you ask me.
It's time for our info history feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
History.
Call in, win stuff. Oh, thank you.
It's not your turn, Cameron.
Cameron wanted to get in there, too, and he's right. If you call in, you win stuff, so don't hesitate to call in.
Back to IFA history. Television got color in 1954 in the U.S. with a shadow stripe mask.
1954? That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nerd alert! When dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Yeah. Nice.
Where was I?
You were talking about dinosaurs on TV in color.
Yeah, in the U.S., color TV in the U.S., it was using the NTSC standard, which was jokingly referred to as never the same color.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Germany had just started TV broadcast in black and white as the Allied forces had to authorize the use of TV. And no more than 4,000 TV sets had been sold in 1952, with the not-so-impressive screen size of 9 inches by 9 inches.
Can you imagine that was the large screen TV? 9 inches by 9 inches.
Well, the kids these days would have no problem considering they watch it on their phones.
That's true. It's pretty much full circle.
Affirmative.
Much later, in 1963, first shown at IFA, a European color technology was introduced with the PAL system, which solved the problems of NTSC using phase alternation.
Oh, man, I am so excited. I may vomit.
That's this week's IFA update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
Stevie!
Oh, very true. Well, there you go, IFA. And, of course, we'll be there again this year. It'll be our 17th year broadcasting from IFA, but our 24th year broadcasting from some other show in the desert where consumer tech goes to die.
Showstoppers.
Showstoppers. And Pepcom.
Mm-hmm.
And something called Consumer Electronics Show that they don't want us to say that's what it is, but that's what it is.
That is what
they
it
want
is.
Us to say CES.
Well, because it's a cesspool.
No. But anyway, coverage from some tech show in Las Vegas begins in 2 weeks right here on Into Tomorrow. We don't want you to miss a minute of that because it's fun. Some new stuff, a lot of new stuff, is introduced there as well, and we'll be bringing it all to you. Debbie in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, listening on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Welcome Into Tomorrow, Debbie.
I currently own an old Samsung phone. It's quite old, but it's still been working. When I see about getting a new one through my provider, Bell Mobility, they say that I qualify for a free phone, but when I inquire about it to do it, they say, well, then my cell phone plan must change, and I'll be paying more money per month, which I say to them, how does that qualify as free when I'm going to be paying more every month and locked in for another two-year contract? Is that true, like when you upgrade a phone, that you must, you know, change plans because they said I'll be going to a smartphone and therefore I need a different type of plan? I don't know if that's a type of question you would answer. But thank you so much for considering my question.
Well, Debbie, it's our pleasure. And absolutely, it's the type of question we would answer. If you're going from a feature phone to a smartphone and intend to use any smartphone features, then, yeah, unfortunately, you probably need a new plan. That's just how it works, not just with Bell Mobility, but with all the big rip-off companies.
And depending on your old plan and whether it relies on newer or older towers, you may be able to keep it and just use your phone on Wi-Fi. Having said that, it will be hard to convince your phone company to give you a smartphone for free on a plan that doesn't provide the service it needs to function normally.
Yeah, and for them to charge you more money for it. That's the idea.
Yeah. Now, if you're being charged too much more, you may be better off buying a basic phone on your own and pocketing the difference every month to pay for it. Unfortunately, your answer is yes. You'll probably have to pay for a plan with the features the phone uses to get that free phone.
Yeah, that's the lure. I mean, it's called footballing or something. They try to bait you with, well, here's a free phone. But yeah, it's a smartphone, and you have a feature phone, so it's going to cost you more. That's just the way it works. And yeah, you're right, though, Debbie. I agree with you. How is it free if you're having to pay more in order to get it? Well, then threaten them with a lawsuit.
Well, because these carriers make their money on the service, not the device. They'll get subsidies from the manufacturers on the phone so they can offer you these free phones because, again, they're making their money on the monthly service you're paying for.
Yeah, exactly. Hope that helps you, even though it doesn't help you with the phone company. Here's a call from Jay-Z. No, not the rapper, but another Jay-Z in Reno, Nevada. Welcome Into Tomorrow.
For a while now, I think ever since Windows 7, whenever you hovered over a hyperlink, you got that little box that showed the entire hyperlink, and of course it blocked everything that's there right around it. How do you turn this silly thing off?
Well, gee, as far as we know, Jay-Z, you don't. The last browser we heard of that still let you disable those was Firefox, but that was many years ago. Even back then, it was a convoluted process that involved going into the advanced settings and finding a flag with a name that wasn't too descriptive, then switching it off and hoping you didn't turn off something you actually needed by accident.
Nowadays, there doesn't even seem to be that option. We couldn't find one as much as a Chrome extension that would do it. And that's probably in part because seeing the URL is both useful and important to your security as you try to avoid things like phishing schemes, but also probably at least in part because you rarely hover over links for long enough for them to display a tooltip, and you can move the mouse away to make them instantly disappear.
And as far as we can tell, that may be your only option these days. Don't park your mouse over links you don't want information about, or switch browsers and see if the new one has an interface you like better. Chrome displays URLs at the bottom of the page, for example.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I do like about Chrome and other browsers, for that matter. You can just mouse over, and there it is at the bottom. So you know, hopefully, if it's a legitimate link or someplace you want to go.
And going back to what I talked about earlier in the show, it's a Google product, so of course you like it because you're the Google fanboy.
Oh, stop. but that's true, and that's how that works. Jay-Z, I hope we helped you out. Of course, if you didn't catch it all, visit us at intotomorrow.com. Look for the show for the weekend of December 28th. 8th, the last Into Tomorrow broadcast of 2018. And next week, of course, we will be in a whole new year. And that's why we wish you a very happy new year. But visit us at intotomorrow.com for more.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
The entire staff and management of Advanced Media Network and Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a safe and happy holiday season. I'm Dave Graveline, also sending best wishes for a prosperous new year. Oh, and don't forget to back up your data. Now back to me. Every day, in almost every way, this digital revolution that we're in the midst of is most certainly changing our lives. We hope for the better. I'm Dave Graveline. We at Into Tomorrow are here to help either way. So if you've got a question, a concern, a comment, maybe you just want to share some tech rage, or perhaps you just want to share what your favorite app is these days, we love to hear from our audience. And you make the broadcast each and every week. Your questions and concerns and comments help for other listeners. Some of our best calls are when other listeners are saying, hey, I've got some additional input from what you guys provided, or you were totally wrong. Here's what you should have told the person. Whatever it is, we want to hear from you. Let us send you prizes for participating on the show. Keep the mantra in mind. Call in, win stuff. It really is that easy. And what number or how do you call? Well, the easiest, most efficient way is to use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app, which we hope you already have anyway, because you got some tech news and other fun stuff and a lot of info, as well as the ability to use that audio option and join us. Just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way. It still works, and it works well. 800-899-INTO. Just dial that number toll-free from anywhere in North America. Skype into it from anywhere in the world if you prefer. 800-899-INTO. That's 4686. And let us hear you on the program. Our next guest is looking to create the perfect currency, developed by computer scientists to be the best money humanly possible. The creator of CloudCoin is Sean Worthington. Sean, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. A lot of discussion lately. I don't have to tell you, but even from our audience, a lot of questions and concerns about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and just all sorts of things that have had people very confused. Some have said, wow, I was smart enough to buy some of fill in the blank, you know, early on, and I've made a lot of money. Others said, I've lost everything. And I mean, and all in between. What can you share, first of all, before we get into what CloudCoin is all about, in terms of what's going on these days with all this cybersecurity or cybercurrency, I guess I should say?
Yes. Well, we're having a bubble, and it's a very clear, simple bubble. When people first got involved with digital currencies, they were interested in buying and selling things with it. And then we found it very useful for buying things overseas. You could buy $1 million worth of oil in Venezuela and get around all the tariffs that they've got over there. But every month, the value started going up as opposed to the regular government-type money that seems to go down in value.
Yeah.
And people made money, and when you see other people making money, you want to make money too. So we started seeing people start to invest, and then they started using their credit cards to buy, and then they started mortgaging off their homes to buy Bitcoin and different digital currencies. So it's gotten pretty crazy, and it's a classical bubble.
And I'm sure it's safe to say Bitcoin made the biggest bang, at least so far, in this cryptocurrency industry, has it not?
That's right. It's the first mover. It was the first technology, or the first one to be able to solve what's called the physical integrity problem of digital money. The problem is, how can you stop somebody from counterfeiting something that's digital? They can just copy and paste it 1 million times. And how can you stop the government from coming in and just shutting off the servers so the whole system doesn't work? And they were able to figure that out with the blockchain.
And has that been, like, the big problem? Because obviously, despite its enormous popularity, Bitcoin certainly was what a lot of people were talking about. Many saying, perhaps rightly so in the long run, that I'll skip that, thanks. But I'll keep an eye because it looks interesting. Others, again, as we mentioned, made some money doing this. Certainly the comparison you drew to government currencies, you know, up and down and usually down and you know, trading and just so many bizarre things occur. But at least it's the government money and hopefully, depending on the government, is good, even if it's less, you know, if it's gone down in value. But this whole, like Bitcoin and others, seems to be an issue. But counterfeiting, was that kind of the single biggest problem that they were then able to solve? And if so, why are they still seemingly headed for major problems?
Well, they have some fundamental qualities. Unfortunately, one of those qualities is not scalability. And that means that the more people that use it, the slower it gets. And so Bitcoin's great as long as you're not trying to do more than 7 transactions per second. Once you hit that barrier, everything starts to slow down. People start getting frustrated. So there's some fundamental problems with the blockchain. And
are there that many people, Sean, that are trying to do more than 7 transactions per second?
Yes.
Wow.
So they have gone to these exchanges that have popped up. They've tried to buy things, and now the transaction rate is about, well, it takes about 20 hours to confirm a transaction.
Oh, geez.
So that's way too long for any kind of retail use.
And yet we hear a lot about blockchain these days as being something very good and very favorable. I guess in this case, that's not the case?
Well, the blockchain is the first algorithm that allows us to permanently store some information. So it creates a database in which you can write transactions to, and you can read those transactions, but you can't delete any of the transactions that have happened, and you cannot update them or change them. And what this allows us to do is to track currency from one person to another person and see a whole chain of how that money changed hands. And that's a good way to stop counterfeiting, but it takes about 150 gigabytes worth of data right now, and it's growing. And it also records everybody's transactions, which is undesirable. So there's a lot of good things about it. If you want to permanently store something, then the blockchain is good for that.
And it sounds like that's not a good idea, an acceptable idea for example, retail use. We're not going to go into Macy's and use Bitcoin or anybody else to buy stuff. Or do you see that happening?
No, it's not going to happen because it would take forever to do that. And if everybody did it, then Bitcoin would be done for. Yeah. And but we have created something called CloudCoin, and that does not track everybody's transaction. That just checks to see if the money is counterfeit or not. That only takes less than a second. Hmm. And we use another algorithm called RADA instead of the blockchain. The RADA is the Redundant Array of Independent Detection Agents, and it allows us to quickly track the money and stop all counterfeiting without having to record every transaction and without even knowing who did what.
And yet the similar security is there, I'm assuming.
Yes, so one of the main things is that it cannot be shut down. It's got to be nuclear safe. It's got to be safe so if a government decides it doesn't like it, the government is actually unable to do anything about it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of cool. It seems like any time you can keep any government out of it, it's got to be a favorable thing. I'm noticing on your website at cloudcoin.global, it says, developed by computer scientists to be the best money humanly possible, now in pre-release. What does the pre-release part mean, and when is it going to be readily available for everyone if they choose to go that route?
Unlike other currencies, we spend our money into existence, and so we have about 60 tranches of the money, and we've already turned out about 14 of them, and so we're going turning out.
What are tranches? Is that what you call
tranches?
Tranches? Yeah.
That's just where we take a bunch of money and divide it into 60 different parts.
Oh, okay. Send some this way if you'd like. It sounds like you're just emptying your pockets and distributing it in different places. So, but how does that benefit somebody who might then invest in cloud coins?
Well, CloudCoin, when we created it, we had no idea that people would be interested in investing in it, because when you think about money, it doesn't seem like it's an investment.
Hmm.
It seems like something that you have and you spend where, if you're going to buy stocks, that might be an investment, or if you're going to buy bonds, that's an investment. But buying a currency doesn't seem like it's going to be an investment unless you're just trying to buy and trade. But it turns out that it is an investment. But what we do is we hire programmers and we hire system administrators, and they're developing the whole CloudCoin system and all of the software that goes around it. And we're going to be done distributing all the money out of the mint in about 4 years, roughly.
And so what does that mean then, that it's then no longer available, or you just have to use what there is and hopefully others are trading in CloudCoin in order to do business with them, or what happens in 4 years?
Well, we see CloudCoin as being a currency that can be used globally. And so although we're distributing it in a way that is unusual in that we're not having an ICO and we're just selling it for other dollars or something, we think that there's going to be a very strong CloudCoin economy. And people can buy it right now. They can go Google, buy CloudCoin. They can find people that will sell it to them. And we're going to have an exchange, a regular international exchange here in the next month. So it'll be just like any other currency and liquid like that.
Hmm. And so how does one go about storing cloud coins then? If I buy some, and by the way, how much does it cost to buy? How do you compare it? Is it compared to a U.S. dollar, or how do we even know what we're getting?
Well, right now it is for sale for 5 cents, but there's lots of different people that are selling them. There's lots of different prices. We don't have a centralized market yet. When you get it, the first thing you have to do is you have to pwn it. And pwn is a word that we created. It means password own. All of the cloud coins have passwords, and you've got to go and change all of those because whoever knows the passwords is the owner.
Okay. And for 5 cents each, heck, send me a buck's worth. I'll see what happens. It sounds certainly reasonable, like you don't have to be spending thousands of dollars to get involved and then hope that you can then use your cloud coin. Is anybody accepting it for goods or services yet?
There are some places in Serbia, believe it or not.
In Serbia. I shop there regularly.
All right. But we're still developing what's called the SDK, the software development kit.
Right.
We think that's going to be done within the next month. And this Cloudcoin is the first currency that can be imported into video games or exported out of video games or imported into any software. So it's going to be a big revolution, I think. Wow. We're just getting started with the software.
Well, it sounds like you're off to a good start. I understand the whole pre-release thing. If folks want more information, you should visit their site at cloudcoin.global. But, Sean, you're a delight to chat with. I wish you well in Cloudcoin. And let's stay in touch. We'll see how things develop and keep track of what you guys are doing.
Sounds wonderful. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Think you're stuck with slow internet because of where you live? Think again. Do what we did and order HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet delivers the speed you need with the data you want and is available where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you too. Text RADIO to 35000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35000. HughesNet, high-speed internet available where you live or work.
This takes triple A's. This one takes 9 volts. Oh, hi, Joe Casera here. I hope whatever's under your tree this year, you bought batteries ahead of time, because I can't find any. Maybe Dave has some. Dave? Dave?
Yes? Oh, batteries. Yes, of course. I bought extra. You always have to, because sure enough, a lot of the kids' toys need them. And for some strange reason, batteries aren't included.
I know. I had to run to CVS on Christmas Day.
Oh, and see, what's that about? That's nuts. They should include batteries. Of course, then they would hike the prices up, and then you couldn't afford the toys. So,
well, see, I always liked the meme that I kept seeing all around Facebook of people that just, you know, bought batteries for somebody and just included a note. Toy not included.
I've got it. Oh, remind me. I got to do that next year. Cam will be 7, so he'll understand my humor more. Not.
I'm a lot older than 7. I still don't understand your humor.
I know. But all of us at Into Tomorrow wish all of you a very happy holiday and, of course, a very happy new year as well, because that's all happening this next week. And we hope that you have a prosperous and very nice new year.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by OWC Digital, providing super-fast SSDs for photographers and videographers. Get special products and pricing for Into Tomorrow listeners at owcdigital.com/into. That's owcdigital.com/into.
Rich in Purcellville, Virginia, listens to the free, you must sign up for them because there's no charge, Into Tomorrow podcast. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Dave. I want to cut the cord. DirecTV has just gotten too expensive, but I am very much in love with my DVR, and I don't want to give it up. I know I can get a DR for my over-the-air channels, but those aren't enough channels for me. I'm looking for online services, and some of them look like they're just live streams of TV, which I'm not sure if I can pause and rewind and especially skip through ads with those. So I was wondering, can I cut the cord and still keep a DVR?
Well, Rich, you can't keep your old DVR, unfortunately. You actually don't own the content recorded. So if you stop paying for a monthly plan, they can just block you out of it. That's what happened with me with Dish. I turned it off. I had a whole bunch of shows I hadn't even watched yet, and they disconnected everything. And I said, but they were sitting on the DVR. And I thought I would go ahead and catch up when I told Dish to take a hike and cut their cord, their satellite cord, just like you're trying to do with DirecTV. But nope, banned me from everything. Boy, was I upset. You can, however, get an online streaming service with a cloud DVR. Chris has talked on the show a lot about Hulu Live that he subscribed to. You can do YouTube TV, Sling TV. They all include some level of DVR, digital video recorder, in their plans.
Yeah, have a look at what each tier means. For example, Hulu Live's $40 a month plan includes 50 hours of DVR time. Now, you can extend that by paying extra, but you may not need to since you have access to everything in Hulu's streaming library. Since YouTube TV doesn't give you access to a library like that, they'll give you unlimited DVR without asking for an extra fee.
and look at your options. They're not all the same. And make sure it's worth it to you since you do have to keep paying for internet access. But it is probably as cable companies charge pretty exorbitant prices.
Yeah, and it will make sense in the long run for you to consider one of those options. IntoTomorrow.com for more.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570.
Welcome back to the last show of Into Tomorrow for 2018. And we're delighted. Yeah, I know. I'm telling you. Woof. And 2 weeks from today, we start our 24th year on the air and coming to you from Lost Wages, Nevada and CES.
The U.S. version of IFA.
That's right. You don't want to miss a minute of that. So mark your calendars. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
I'm Beth Gatrell. And this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by Dexcom. Accurate glucose readings for people with diabetes. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
And while there's never any promises or guarantees, our lawyers make us say that, but we want you to tell us of the following items that you hear. When you call in, which would you prefer to win, if we can do that? And we'll do our best to get it to you. For example,
from Razer, we have the Kraken Tournament Edition Wired Gaming Headset.
From OV LED and some LED broadbeam headlamps.
Oh, man, are they bright, too. From Soul Pro, Helios Smart Battery Packs and solar-powered travel chargers that charge most phones three times.
And from Quilt, Quilt 2, attach any USB storage device and access your files from anywhere.
And from 97, Dock's portable battery base for the Amazon Echo Dot.
And Action Tech with some Screen Beam Mini 2s where you can wirelessly mirror any content from your mobile device to an HD display. 800-899-INTO for more. Meantime, from all of us at Into Tomorrow, we all wish you a very
happy New Year!
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks. Available in your app store or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.